thank God for being back at church tonight. It was a afternoon trying to get ready. Tell y'all what happened to me. I was talking to Pastor Jane when I walked. My daddy was at the door, and when I walked, he said, "Pastor Jane, stand at the door." But I wasn't. I really wasn't running late, Mama. He said, "Your mama looking for you." But I wasn't looking. I wasn't running late. One had to go in the bathroom. This and that. Everybody was. I was ready, you know, because the Lord had been talking to me ever since Sunday, so I was ready. But guess what happened, y'all? On the way driving down the road, all of a sudden the Lord changed the message for tonight. But you know, it's like right here, anybody's ever bought a word or either gave a word to somebody, you have to do what God says do. You can't do what you want to do. And so tonight is something for me, something for you, because of the fact it started, I talk about press. Okay, I'm like, okay, so maybe that was for Shirley. I don't know. But anyway, talking about pressing, you know, we all know about pressing towards the mark. And how many of him pressing towards the mark of a higher calling? Amen. Amen. And as we go through life, there are all type of circumstances, situations that sort of distract us sometimes, but we have to hang on in there. So maybe that's why the Lord gave me this word right here. Hebrews, the 11th chapter, beginning at verse 1. Talk about faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith. We as Christians, we have to have faith. We walk by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. We can't go by what things look like, especially in these days and times. We have to trust God. The first thing, our subject tonight is as I walk. As we follow Christ, we have to trust him. We have to trust him in everything we do in our daily walk. We can't go by the news. We can't even go by what other people tell us. We have to trust God. Yeah. I want to give you a little illustration of something that happened to me some years ago, because I know that God is, he'll make a way out of no way. Like Sister Priscilla sings, he will make a way out of no way. I remember one time I was out of work. I had knee surgery, and I was out. And you know, when you're out of work, you get a little bit of money. You don't get that whole hunk of money that you usually get. So I was on my little 60%. Well, my help wasn't helping. I got ready to go. There was something wrong with my car. Well, he had a little job, and he was working, and it was my husband. So anybody get looking, so y'all be saying, oh, she had a man standing high. No, it was my husband, but he wasn't working that much. And so he had worked a little bit and had a part for my car. Well, I had to go get, I forgot how much the lady said up at Thunderbirds. She had to do something to my car. So, y'all, I went in there, and I'm like, Lord, I looked at my little check, and I said, well, this has got to be done. No, I didn't have enough money, but I kept on trusting God. That's just the way I walked on it. But, you know what, I was laying in the bed, and I was like, Lord, you know what it was. I listened to my deposit over the phone, and I said, Lord, by the time I do this, and they took out all the taxes and all the taxes and all the taxes, and I didn't have anything left. But my car had to be fixed because that's the only way I had to get around. So I went up to the Thunderbirds, and y'all know how I talk. Everybody, I know y'all going to laugh on them because y'all know how I talk. And I got up there, and the lady took my little part and everything, and I went and sat down, and I started talking to the lady. But y'all know I was talking about the Lord, talking about the goodness of the Lord. So I sat there for a little while, and I forgot what she had told me the part was going to cost, but I didn't have any money, y'all, and I had another little piece I had to take back to PD Supply. And so on PD Supply, they had a thing up and it says, no refund, only store exchange. Okay? So y'all forgot now. I already didn't have any money. And so anyway, I was sitting there smiling, but I had a little bit of money that was left out, and that's all I had. So I got to walk, and I told her, I said, can I run over to the Piggly Wiggly? She said, sure. So I walked over to Piggly Wiggly, and y'all, I was in there just talking about the Lord, just praising the Lord, talking about the Lord. And so I got to walking back across the parking lot, and I said, Lord, I know you can take a zero and make a way out of it. And I kept walking back to praise the Lord, going across the street, Piggly Wiggly. And I forgot to tell y'all, I asked about, do y'all have any dogs around here? Because I'm scared, I'm afraid of dogs running after me, okay? So anyway, I made it back across, and I was sitting there, and the lady came up. I got back across to the parts place, and I was sitting there smiling, talking to this little lady again, and the woman probably switching. I wish she'd go ahead, but she sat there and talked to me anyway. And when I got across, she was sitting there, she said, The part was supposed to cost $100 and something, I think it was. She said, the lady told me, said, come in. And I popped up and I said, yes. Okay, that $100 and something part was only going to cost like $12, y'all. Okay, so I said, okay, Lord. I said, okay. So that part that was bought that was supposed to go on my car was like $100 and something. Okay, so I went from 12 up to 100. I'm up to about $112, right? Okay, so then I went down to PD Supply and I walked in and I told the lady, I said, look, I said, I need to get a refund on this. And I said, but I know on your sign it says no refund, only exchanges. I said, you can get credit to my daddy. I said, oh, it's all right. She said, she opened that thing up, y'all. She said, you can have your money back. So y'all, I bought $150 by then. Look, I said, look at God. And I'm gonna tell y'all one more thing, and I'm gonna keep right on, because this one I have got to tell y'all. And this is all about trusting. I'm gonna show you about faith, okay? And it's not, y'all say, this ain't got nothing to do with stuff, but yes it do. Yes it do. We walk by faith and not by sight. I'm gonna tell you something. I could tell you some stuff, give you some testimonies you would not believe. And I'm still here by the grace of God, okay? Amen. One day, you know, I had the children, and I had bought some stuff. And I, once again, I y'all said, she's so broke. She's broke. No, I ain't broke. You know why I ain't broke? Because I trust God. Y'all know why I ain't broke? Because everything that the Lord got, I got too. So I still ain't broke, okay? So I'm still in the Word. Y'all got me. Okay? So one day, I went to Walmart, and the children had a whole bunch of stuff. I'm the layaway queen, y'all. Anybody else do layaway? Anybody else do layaway? Okay. So I had laid away all this stuff, and I got a friend that worked at Walmart, and she said, Marlene, she said, they got this stuff on sale, and you take it back in there. She said, they'll sell it to you at this price. I said, for real? She said, yeah. Y'all, I'm tell you, I got back to the back. You know, they do the layaway. And I was standing there, and I had this little lady, she had a little smirky look on her face. And I said, ain't this stuff on sale? She said, no. I said, oh, okay. So, y'all, let me tell y'all how God is. I was standing there, and she started scanning that stuff. And all of a sudden, it starts saying, and I was standing there, and she was sitting there looking at me, and I'm standing looking at her. But guess what it was doing? It was erasing prices off. So when it was all over, not only did I get the stuff that I went to get, I had enough to get Ryan some, I had enough to get Tyke some, and get myself some. I said, just look at God. We just have to trust God. You know, we can't go by the naysayers or what they say. We have to trust God. Either we go trust God or we not. We can't go by what, because in the Word, it tells us to trust Him in all our ways, right? Trust Him. And we have to obey what He said, right? Okay? Pay our tithes. That's the problem. It's a promise with that, right? And to leave your children in here, it's promising here for y'all. Yeah, some in here. Might not be my two, but it's a promise. God promises things. You know, and if we pay our tithes, He said, He'll just open up the windows of heaven for us, right? I believe that. I believe. You know, and I have seen days, yeah, you have to make a sacrifice sometimes. He made a sacrifice for us called Jesus Christ. So if He made a sacrifice for us, we definitely can make a sacrifice for Him. And we, as children of God, something that's really pressed. You know why? It's something we left out. Pressed. I began to think about, have y'all ever watched the track and field? I love track and field. I can't run track and field, but I love track and field. Have y'all ever watched when they do the relay races, how the guys will run out there? We do outreach here. That's something that a lot of churches don't do. It's outreach. Everybody, if you know, and the Bible tells us in the last days, men will be lovers of themselves. We are in a time where everybody is about me, my, and I. That's it. Nobody don't care about anybody else. But we as believers have to reach out to the community, reach out for each other. When you hurt, I hurt. When I don't have, you don't have. We have to come together and show love. The Bible talk about love all throughout. You know how God, we know God loves us? Because He made that sacrifice. Because if we had to give one of our children, we'd be like, no, Lord, that not me, not her, not him. But He gave His only begotten Son. His only begotten Son. And I'm thankful, y'all. I'm thankful on tonight. I don't know anybody in here. I don't know anybody's business in it. Your business, not my business. As far as me knowing what you do or what I do, all of us have faults in here. All of us have done things wrong in our life, right? But you know what? We have a God that forgives us. He's gave us a Son that he's given us a chance. That's something right there. But back to what I was saying, Now, you know, when you're watching the relay race, have y'all ever watched the people doing the relay race, how they'll run and they have that little thing that they pass on, they'll pass it. But they don't wait until they get right on the person in front of them already running. That's the way we have to be. We got people that's out here that's hurting, that's lost. They need us. They need us, y'all. And some of them, they running, instead of running, waiting on the thing, they running from the thing. And you know what the thing is? The word of God. And they running. And so when you reaching, trying to give them a word, they trying to run on ahead. But I like the ones that sort of like just waiting. Because if they ever get that thing in their hand, woo, they got some power and they didn't even know it. So you watch them, but at the end, after they go from this one to that one to this one to that one, what happened at the end? They celebrate. That's how it's going to be, y'all. Whenever we get to heaven, we're going to celebrate. We are going to celebrate. And I love to praise. How many of y'all love to praise the Lord? Y'all don't fool me now, because you know what? You know, some Sundays, y'all been in here some Sundays, you just want to take off running. You just want to jump. I was sitting there Sunday. I was holding on to my seat Sunday, and I just want to praise the Lord, y'all. Y'all better watch, because I love to praise the Lord. Because I have a right to praise the Lord. You have a right to praise the Lord. And we owe God that. We owe it to him. We owe it because of the fact that he gave his only begotten son. And Jesus spread that precious blood. That blood has got that power, that cleansing power. And I'm thankful. I am so thankful. Y'all ever heard that thing say it took this old dirty soul and made it white as snow? I'm thankful on tonight. And good, because even as Christians, I'm going to tell you something. As Christians, y'all might say, she in the Bible. I am in the Bible. If you listen to what I say, you have to pick out what you want. That's just how I minister. So you have to pick out what you want. Well, pick out what you need, because all of us need something, okay? And the thing is this, we just have to focus on the fact that we have to trust God. I'm back on faith now. We have to trust in what he say. We have to believe what he said. We have to believe what the words say. I believe God. Okay, if you're sick and you get up and you pray and you trust God and you say, Lord, I'm sick, well, the word says that he's by his stripes that we heal. And then also in the word, it says over in Psalm, I can't remember the exact one, but Pastor Tyler said, I got it hanging up on my window. And it says something like, God sent his word. And this is what I tell people. It said, God sent his word to heal. And I put it on whatever it is, if it's my arm. I say, God sent his word to heal Shirley Hand and save me from the grave. And what's the grave? And I told a lady one day, what's the grave? The grave is the fact that if I can't use my arm like I need to, it's a dead-like situation. So he gets me out of that situation, okay? So we got to trust him. We got to build up, and we got to obey his word. What his words say, do it. Not half do it, do it. I know we might come up short sometime, but that's why we have forgiveness. Have asked God to forgive us. Okay? There's nothing wrong with it, because we as Christians, we come up short sometimes. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm going to tell you something else about being saved. People in church, once we get saved, sometimes we have to be delivered from some things. And delivered is, that's them kind of things where, Lord, if you don't do it, I can't do it by myself. You know, people talk about smoking. That's what people want to throw out there first. It's a whole lot of stuff. Cussing is another one. Don't think you don't have people in the church that cuss. Don't think you don't have people in the church that drink. Don't think you don't have people that fornicate and adulterers in the church, because you do. Pastor teaches every Sunday. He teaches against it, but we do. And so the thing is, sometimes, you know, yeah, I remember y'all said last time I talked about this, you know that one that looks so cute and smells so good, you have to say, Lord, if you just don't stop this hate, this desire out of my heart, I can't do it by myself. Yeah. And Lord, and money. People love money. If you don't take this out of my heart, Lord, it's gonna be like a craving money. I like to do things, but I ain't in love with money. I'm in love with Jesus. I ain't in love with money. Because the Lord, he got all that. All of it belong to him, y'all. All of it. So the thing is, yeah, we need some nice things, and it's okay. But the Lord is, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof it, and they that dwell therein, okay? So everything is his. So, but just don't put it before him. Thou shalt have no other God before thee, before him. He is number one. You know, everybody always talk about the Cowboys number one, and the Eagles number one, and the Steelers number one. Jesus number one. Okay? I love the Steelers, but guess what? I don't love the Steelers more than I love Jesus. Okay? I don't love the dollar bills more than I love Jesus. I don't like the shop, so y'all don't have to worry about me saying I like Gucci better than I love Jesus, because I don't. I don't. That's not my thing. Shopping is not my thing. You know, I work, I'm a tool maker by trade, and it used to be funny because it was me and another young lady, and she was sort of tomboy, but that's my buddy. But she liked to kill, go hunting and fishing and all this stuff. I didn't like to do that. And so the guys would laugh because the two of us didn't like to shop. We had the means to go, but all their wives, though, waiting them to bring their checks home. They wives wanted to go shopping, but we didn't have to do that, but we didn't want to go shopping. I don't like to shop, y'all. So any women, if y'all, look how Miss Priscilla looking. I don't like to shop. I really don't. I don't like to shop. I don't like. Look, I didn't get that from my mama. She like, look how she looking all serious about it. She like to shop, y'all. Look at her. She don't like to shop. She has got a lot of clothes in the closet then, y'all. Y'all, I ain't gonna make y'all laugh at that, but she do have a lot of clothes and shoes, and thank you, praise the Lord. But you know, she's a blessed woman. But I just don't. Y'all see me, I always have on black shoes, and I got a pair of white shoes, and I was excited about it, you know. But anyway, I don't have a whole bunch of shoes. At one time I did. I had some pretty shoes. I had some gold shoes. Y'all thought I was a princess, you know, because I had some gold shoes. Because it had some little speck things on them, too. They were pretty, y'all. They were back in the day. But I didn't like to shop. It was just a blessing to me. Now, we have to trust God. But as we walk in faith, we have to trust God. We have to obey God. And we have to honor God. I think a lot of people forget that, but y'all know what? I say that a lot when I pray is I honor God. We have to honor God because God is above all. Everything, everybody, God is above all of that. God's above our mamas, our daddies, our children, our sisters, our brothers, all of that. God is number one, number one. And we have to keep him that way in our mind and in everything we do. We have to trust him. We have to obey him. We have to honor him. Y'all, we have to praise him. Praise him. Y'all, you know, if we just get up in here one Sunday, y'all might scare Pastor James, but it's all right. He'll be all right if y'all get up and just break it out into a praise one Sunday. They probably would. Look, but look, guess what? He'll hop in there too. I'm telling you now. Look, I've seen it, you know, because a lot of times when the anointing flow, it just flow. Just like that. And whoa, boy, wouldn't that be a time right there? Wouldn't that be a time? look, y'all, and we ain't got to stay all day, because, see, I like it, because Pastor Jay, go ahead and bring the word, because, see, I got my phone, y'all, forgot to cut my phone on to see what time it is, because my daddy be watching me. Oh, my daddy back at the wall, because y'all, he'll do me to do this right here to me. So, is my daddy back there? Is that my daddy? I can't see, y'all. I got my old glass. Is that my daddy? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Well, he hadn't gave me the sign yet, y'all. So, and Mama told me I was late, so she might give me the sign. I was here on time. It's them three. But you have to trust him. We have to trust him. We have to obey him. We have to honor him. We have to praise him. And don't be afraid. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. We can't be walking around scared. Y'all, we living in the last days. We can't be scared. We're going to have to start getting together, buckling up, and not be afraid. And we have to encourage one another. When you scared, let's get together and pray about this thing. We got to get this fear out of here. Come together. There's nothing wrong with coming together, praying together. It's nothing but coming together, talking, and encouraging one another. I'm one, I believe in encouraging people, especially children. Right, Miss Crystal? We have to encourage the young people. We have to encourage old people, even Christians, been Christian for a long time. People are getting discouraged. They're getting scared now because of what's going on. If they read the word, they know it was going to happen. They know what's coming. We got to hang on in there. We got to press. We got to press towards that mark, right? We got to press. We can't be afraid. And another thing, can't be walking around shame. Can't be walking around saying, if you're a Christian, don't be afraid to say, I'm saved. I'm saved. I had an interview one day, and they said, well, Miss Shirley, tell us about yourself. And this is what I said. I said, I'm saved. And I had no problem with it. They might say, that don't have anything to do with the job. Yes, it do. Because if you get in the wrong environment and you get a job, you've had a bad day. And I just let them know from the start that I'm saved. And the Bible says, let your moderation be known unto men. I didn't have anything to hide. But I just want them to know I'm standing for the Lord. You know, it used to be a song, it used to be an old song, say, I'm on the Lord's side. I'm on the Lord's side. I think Deacon Matt Bill used to sing that song, I think. But he on the Lord's side. How many of y'all on the Lord's side of him tonight? Amen. Amen. So we as Christians, we're going to have to press and press and press. And then, and when that baton come out to you, be ready to run. Ready to run your part. And ready to spread the word everywhere we go. When the word come forth, go out. Spread some love everywhere we go. Spread some joy everywhere we go. The joy of the Lord is our strength. On our days when we feeling weak, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Yeah. I don't let it get, you know, I'm like everybody else. I get down sometimes, but you know what? That scripture right there holds me up. The joy of the Lord. And that little thing that stirs on the inside, the joy of the Lord. Anybody else got joy in here? Everybody. You know, if you look, the joy of the Lord. You know, and that's what's going to keep us, y'all. And the fact that we know that there's a better day coming. There's a better thing, a bright, you know, up in heaven when it talks about, you know, that tree. In Revelation, when it talks about that tree, you know, no sickness, all this stuff. No sickness, no death. All that stuff. Won't that be a blessing? No more sickness. No more achy pain, no more aches, no more pains, no more headaches. None of that. Just joy. Just joy, joy, joy. So I've heard, I don't know, Pastor, seems like I heard you say that. So if it's uncomfortable for you praising the Lord now, you're going to feel out of place in heaven. Because I'm going to get mine in here, and I'm going to get mine in heaven too, okay? So just save me, just save me a spot, and I'll save you one if I get there before you. I'm going to give you... I'm tell you one thing. I remember at my daughter's funeral, the preacher said, he said the only thing he got to say is that he was mad with Sherelle because she made it there before he did. So that's the way y'all think about me. If I get there before you do, say, well, Marlene made it to heaven before me, her and Jesus having a good time without me. I'm gonna keep on pressing on so I can go over there with them. How about that on the other side? Okay, so the thing is, it's better days, brighter days. It's coming. So we just got to trust God and keep pressing forward. Okay, that's it. Lord, we just bless you and we praise you on tonight. Ask you to bless each and every one on tonight. And Lord, just let them just take the word out as we go forth. And Lord, let us continue to put our trust in you, honor you, and obey your word. And Lord, we thank you, God. We ask you to keep everyone covered in your blood as they go home. We ask you to bless Pastor James, Miss Catherine, bless their families, their grandchildren, all of our family. Bless us individually and collectively. And we just want to know we love you, God. In Jesus' name, amen.